Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news element sponsored by element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at element.fm. Now to the news. This week, we're taking a deep dive into some breaking developments at the core of Linux and in the expansive world of Vulkan Graphics APIs. Let's start off with the Linux kernel, which continues to be at the very heart of open source innovation. Recent patches have emerged from Gabriel Crisman-Batazzi over at SUSE, aiming to turbocharge single-threaded performance on many core CPUs. Now, if you're running workloads on servers with heaps of cores like AMD EPYC or Threadripper chips, you'll know that single-threaded tasks often lag behind when compared to multi-threaded behemoths. These new kernel patches directly address that lag by focusing on a seemingly small structure in the code, the RSS_stat. RSS_stat keeps track of resident set size, which basically means the amount of memory pages currently held by a particular process in RAM. Traditionally, the kernel has managed RSS_stat with per CPU memory allocations, but this comes with a cost: higher overhead, especially when tasks fork or duplicate. With dozens or even hundreds of cores, those allocations can pile up fast and slow down your whole system. Gabriel's patch proposes a switch, using quick local counters for frequent updates and relying on heavier atomic counters only for those rare remote updates. This clever change is set to chop down the overhead that's been affecting users, particularly in those early moments when a task is launched or closed. In fact, this adjustment directly addresses a performance hit that Jan Kara, a well-respected researcher in the Linux file system world, reported not too long ago, a regression that could drag system performance down by a rough 10% in certain benchmarks. The early test numbers look promising. Synthetic benchmarks are showing anywhere from a 6% to a whopping 15% bump in efficiency, while realistic workloads, think regular desktop applications and server jobs, are clocking in at about a 1.5% improvement. For those deep into the weeds with many core machines, that's not just small talk. It adds up to tangible responsiveness and power savings. I mentioned allocation overhead earlier, and that's a big deal as chips keep packing in more and more cores. Before these patches, launching or destroying tasks could turn into an expensive operation, with each core needing its own bookkeeping memory for stats. Multiply that across a fleet of cores, and you start to see why this gets tricky. The new approach introduces much smarter memory handling, which becomes crucial for the next generation of servers and desktops alike. Gabriel's work here reflects a much broader trend happening in the open source community: continuous refinements, all with the user experience in mind. As more organizations and individuals push for faster, more reliable Linux experiences, these kernel-level changes carry real weight every time you open an app or spin up a server process. If you're keen to dig into the technical nitty-gritty, Gabriel's patches and explanations are up on the Linux kernel mailing lists, complete with detailed performance graphs and implementation discussions. You'll find specifics on which CPUs see the strongest gains and how the new logic fits into the broader picture of kernel memory management. It's also a fantastic learning resource for anyone interested in how performance improvements are developed and judged in real time. Now, swinging over to the high-octane world of graphics, let's chat Vulkan, specifically the new VK_EXT_Present_Timing extension, which has been 5 years in the making. If you've played around with Vulkan-powered games or applications before, you'll know how crucial precise display timing is for smooth, stutter-free visuals. This extension was initiated by NVIDIA, with strong backing from Google, AMD, and a host of other contributors. Essentially, VK_EXT_Present_Timing gives applications using swap chains richer access to what's happening in the display engine. What does that mean in practice? Well, before this, games and graphics apps mostly had to guess when frames would hit the screen, especially in complex rendering setups with multiple displays or variable refresh rates. With this extension, applications can now get detailed timing stats, making it much easier to schedule frames so they arrive at just the right moment. The upshot for gamers and creative professionals is a dramatic reduction in stuttering and those annoying timing glitches you'd sometimes see during heavy scenes. The new extension works well with emerging synchronization technologies, including G-Sync and FreeSync, making it a must for anyone serious about fluid visuals. The NVIDIA Vulkan beta driver is already shipping with support for VK_EXT_Present_Timing. We're expecting to see rapid uptake from other major driver authors soon, since the groundwork laid by NVIDIA, Google, and AMD has established this as a new best practice. There's already chatter in the open source graphics community about which engines and apps will be quickest to tap into the new features. Game engines in particular can get a serious edge. By integrating VK_EXT_Present_Timing, developers can fine-tune frame releases, cut down input lag, and deliver gameplay that just feels snappier. It also levels the playing field for indie devs and smaller studios looking to compete against the big names in terms of graphics polish. Documentation is already available for those eager to experiment, with practical guides on enabling the extension, understanding the new timing structures, and making the most out of your presentation pipeline. As graphics APIs mature, the line blurs between what's possible for hobbyists and what's achievable by larger studios with full teams of graphics programmers. Vulkan's open development model means the community can contribute, adapt, and evolve the extension rapidly as more real-world data comes in. At the dev conferences this year, expect VK_EXT_Present_Timing to be a hot topic, especially in talks covering future-proof rendering techniques and synchronization challenges. If you're curious about where things are heading next, keep an eye on the public repo discussions, where developers are openly sharing implementation stories and performance edge cases. So how do these two threads, Linux kernel and Vulkan, come together? In short, they both aim to close the gap between raw horsepower and practical everyday performance. Whether you're building complex computational workloads or pushing pixels at ultra-high refresh rates, kernel and graphics enhancements make a direct, visible difference. In future, you can expect these types of behind-the-scenes improvements to become even more critical, especially as hardware grows more sophisticated and user expectations keep climbing. There's a ripple effect here. Performance boosts for single-threaded applications help everyone, from scientists running simulations to everyday users opening a dozen browser tabs. Meanwhile, display engine and driver advancements feed directly into richer, more immersive games and virtual experiences. What I find especially exciting is that these updates underline the collaborative spirit powering open source. Contributions come not just from a single company like SUSE or NVIDIA, but from a global web of developers, researchers, and power users. Open codebases mean that great ideas have a way of spreading fast. Today's patch is tomorrow's standard. If you're a developer or admin looking to leverage these performance wins, now's a good time to update your kernel and graphics stack, or try out the beta Vulkan drivers. Watch how your system responds, and, if you're able, contribute feedback or bug reports back to the projects. Detailed insights from real-world users are invaluable in shaping the next wave of improvements. From my own testing, even on mid-range hardware, the general snappiness after these updates is noticeable, especially in desktop multitasking and certain 3D apps. There's a subtle but very real sense of everything being just that little bit more responsive, and as drivers and kernels keep evolving, these gains are likely to expand even further. So what should you watch for next? On the Linux side, keep an eye out for further improvements to how the kernel handles multi-threaded and single-threaded tasks, especially as feedback on these patches rolls in from data centers and power users alike. On the graphics front, the big question is how quickly game engines and Creative Suite developers move to support VK_EXT_Present_Timing. Adoption typically snowballs, especially if flagship titles and 3D benchmarking tools demonstrate big wins. If you work in development, start thinking now about what these improvements could mean for your current projects. Could kernel optimization streamline your server applications or data pipelines? Might Vulkan's new timing tools help you overcome persistent rendering issues or deliver that silky smooth frame pacing your users crave? If you're interested in contributing yourself, both Linux kernel development and the Vulkan community are very welcoming to new testers, coders, and documentation writers. The mailing lists, Git repositories, and forums are buzzing right now with discussion, and there's never been a better time to lend your expertise or curiosity. One last note. It's important to acknowledge the role of ongoing benchmarking in all this. Patch authors and API designers use synthetic and real-world benchmarks to validate their ideas and prove actual benefit. If you like numbers and digging into technical details, check out the performance reports linked in today's show notes, or join the Linux and Vulkan IRC channels for hands-on discussion. As we wrap up, remember that every leap in kernel and graphics tech doesn't just push forward raw speed. It unlocks new possibilities for both professional and personal computing. Today's patch could be tomorrow's smoother game session, or the reason your next data analysis run completes ahead of schedule. It's an exciting time for open source, and at element.fm, we love following and supporting this momentum every week. If you enjoyed today's episode, hit subscribe and stay tuned for more updates on the fast-changing world of Linux, graphics, and open computing. Check the show notes for all the resources, benchmark links, and relevant patch documentation. And if you've got thoughts or questions, drop us a line. Thanks for listening.